Every day, progress, good things happening. The business news of Muncie and Delaware County reported one place, the Muncie Journal.
MuncieJournal.com.
It was important personally and for us as an institution to get behind this idea, to be one of the foundational leaders. It was pretty easy for me to have that personal commitment and that business commitment to move this project forward.
That's Dr. Jeff Bird, IU Ball Memorial Hospital. The Muncie Journal. What's happening here? No charge, no cost. The Muncie Journal.
This is Mike Rhodes speaking. I'm editor-in-chief of MuncieJournal.com, and I'm speaking to you today on September 1st. All right, so one of the things that we need to begin working on, folks, is the Ironman Triathlon volunteer section. Now, it says volunteers on the Muncie Journal website. There is some money involved with paying you, but what I really need to go talk about today is the fact that we need more volunteers. So I have attached this article on MuncieJournal.com that reads, Muncie needs volunteers for the Ironman Triathlon. I have made that a sticky, so it's, if you're looking at it on a computer, that story is the first one on the right. Now, okay, we want to go scroll down, and at the bottom it says, go here to, it's the link for the volunteers. Now, I'm going to go there, and I'm going to explain why, you know, this thing is, about 2 months away, and I want to go through some of these volunteer areas with you. All right, there are 28 spots left to handle athlete registration, and it says here, you will assist the athletes through the process of registration, packet pickup, goodie bag, etc. There are 28 spots left for that. Actually, there's more than that because that's just from 9 to 1. From 12 to 4, there are 10 spots left to do that function. And from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., there are 4 spots left. Moving to a different day on Thursday, September 30th, for that same function, athlete registration, there are 46 spots left from 8 to 2:30. And there are 50 spots left from 2 to 8 p.m. And you can see this information. Go to the MuncieJournal.com website. On the right side, there's an article about the Ironman. Click that, and it's going to bring you to this page where you can see all these areas that we need help with. Bag stuffing on Wednesday, 44 spots left. The bike aid station. The aid station volunteers to cheer on and encourage the athletes. Everybody can do that. Offer them cold drinks and snacks and generally have a great time. Okay. From 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. you could do that, and there are 98 spots left. Bike aid station 2 does similar thing. Again, 98 spots left on October 7th. Bike aid station handled by the Wapahine High School BB Boys. I assume that's basketball. 40 spots left there. Bike personal needs on Saturday from 9:30 to 3:30. You'll distribute and collect athletes' personal belongings after they have changed clothes. We need 28 people to do that. Let's see. Environmental on Saturday, 8 to 3. Remove trash from the locations. The food tent makes a lot of trash. I'm sure that. All right. So 10 spots left for that. Finish line, 10 to 6 on Saturday. Volunteers are needed to assist with athletes after they cross the finishing line, offering them a place to sit down and recover, as well as the potential for contacting the medical team if necessary. Gear bags, giving people gear bags on the medical team. 35 spots left. Let's see what this is. Doctors or nurses are needed on site to assist any of the persons, including athletes, volunteers, spectators, and staff, with any health emergencies or injuries. Okay, 35 spots left. And to volunteer to do that, you're going to go to the Muncie Journal website. You're going to click on the article about Iron Man that's on the right. It's going to take you to this page where you sign up for that. Okay, 95 spot lefts for on-site general support. Let's see what this one is. All-purpose general volunteers are needed on race day to be ready to fill in wherever needed. Excellent place to volunteer if you've never volunteered before. If you aren't volunteering as a part of a group or you are a place you'd like to be. They're just put to work as needs arise. Now, this is a good one. 95 people are needed for that from Saturday from 10 to 3. You just go there. You sign up on this website, MuncieJournal.com. On the right side, the story about Ironman. Bottom of the article takes you to this link where you sign up for these things that I've been talking about today. So 95 people, volunteers are needed, just to volunteer to come there and, hey, tell me what to do and I'll do it. Oh my goodness. And here's, we need a lot of people, folks. We need to get, we need to help out this organization and this event. Okay, but you get, what's this, 100? Race day cleanup, 100 spots left. Swim crowd control and teardown. Cowan High School cross country, that's from 5 to noon. Need 25 spots left for that one. I'll come back with some more in a moment.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Okay, back to the Ironman volunteers that we need. Lifeguards. Ooh, we've had a lifeguard issue in the city this year. 50 people need to volunteer to patrol the waters of Prairie Creek Reservoir during the swimming portion of the race. Lifeguards will be stationed on boats, kayaks, and rescue boards. Minimum age is 16. Proof of lifeguard certification may be required. Women's change tent from 12 to 6 on Saturday. Allow only full race athletes in the tent. Oh, so you're just a protector of the changing tent, so nobody gets in there except the participants. Enough of this, and that's all I'm going to say for today about anything else. But if you want to volunteer, MuncieJournal.com, story about Ironman on the right side. You'll see it. It's a sticky, what we call sticky, which means it stays in place and it doesn't move down the list of articles. Scroll to the bottom of that page and there you'll see the volunteer form. Click there. It's going to take you to this. And there's so many people are needed for this. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
MuncieJournal.com.